إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. All praises due to Allah, we praise Him, and we seek His help, and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can lead him astray. And whoever Allah allows to go astray, no one can guide. I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship and obedience except Allah. He's alone without any partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is His servant and His messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as He should be feared. Put a shield between yourselves and Allah's punishment by doing what He commands and staying away from what He forbids. And do not die except in a state of submission as Muslims. O mankind, fear your Lord, who created you from a single soul, and from it created this mate, and from them both spread many men and women. And fear your Lord, from whom you demand your mutual rights, and do not cut off your family ties. Indeed, Allah is ever watchful over you. O you who believe, fear Allah. Be conscious of Allah and say that which is correct. If you do so, Allah will rectify your affairs and rectify your actions and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has attained the highest success. As to what follows, the best narrative is the speech of Allah in the Quran, and the best guidance is the example of our beloved Messenger, the prime example Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The worst of affairs are issues that people introduce into this complete way of life, and every introduced matter is an innovation, and innovations in the religion lead astray. And every leading astray leads in the fire. We seek refuge in Allah from the fire. Brothers and sisters, the only way we can know someone is through a formal introduction. When you want to introduce someone very dear to you to someone else, you give them a formal introduction. And if you're not able to introduce someone, you tell them to introduce themselves. The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, may Allah bless him and shower him with mercy and grace, met one of his companions and he told him, "Oh, so and so, Ya Aba al-Mundir, do you know what is the greatest ayah of the Quran?" He says, "Allah and His Messenger know best." He repeated again and says, "Ya Aba al-Mundir, do you know what is the single greatest ayah in the Quran that you have with you?" So he said, "Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. Allah, there is nothing worthy of worship beside Him. He is the ever-living, and He is the sustainer of everything." So when the Prophet ﷺ heard that, he was very pleased. And he says, knowledge becomes worthy for people like you. And he congratulated him for knowing this piece of information. Brothers and sisters, an ayah in the Quran, ayah number 255, in the second surah, in Surah Al-Baqarah, is a famous ayah. It's called Ayatul Kursi. It is the single most detailed introduction that Allah gives in one phrase. An introduction of Himself, where He introduces Himself to the creation and He speaks about Himself. It's giving five of Allah's beautiful names, and it includes more than 20 of His beautiful attributes. Now, the surah, the reason behind its importance is this, because when you know the value of something, it's what would make something worth more than other things. It's what it contains. And this ayah contains the attribute of Allah Azza wa Jalla. It contains a formal introduction from the Creator of the heavens and the earth. And brothers and sisters, we do not talk enough about Allah. Now, this is a major problem because a lot of us, we hear a lot about the commandments of Islam and the rules and the regulations of Islam. And even the non-Muslims, they're so frightened of something called Sharia law, which is the laws of God. But they're so frightened because the Muslims themselves are frightened. They don't even know what those words mean. The problem is not really the legislation. The problem is us not being fully aware of the legislator, the lawgiver, the definition of who Allah is, what Allah is, who Allah is not, and what Allah is not is only found through revelation. It's not through philosophy and mythology and somebody working their brains out until they figure out what Allah is and what He is not. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum. Allah starts with a very powerful message and He says, Allah, it is He. There is beside Him no other God, no other object of worship, no other deity worthy of worship. It is only Him that is worthy of worship. And then He gives some of His names and attributes of why that is the case. Al-Hayy, the ever-living. The one who's constantly living. And that's one of the most supreme of Allah's names and attributes. The fact that He is perpetually living. He never dies. And everything in this creation dies. No matter how great it is, it will die. It will expire. But Allah is Al-Hayy, the ever-living. Al-Qayyum, the self-sustaining. He sustains Himself, but not only that, He sustains everything else in the creation. He takes care of every single thing that you see and every single thing that you do not see. The spiritual realm and the physical realm. What's in front of you and what's behind you. He knows it all and He's taking care of each and every single one of His creation. Azza wa Jalla. How merciful is He? How great is He? He has not left anyone unattended. And this is an introduction that Allah has given because a lot of people have misconceptions on who Allah is. And then He clarifies some of those misconceptions. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. He does not become drowsy. He does not get sleepy. He does not tire. And He does not sleep. And in Islam, sleeping is called the minor death. And sleeping is an attribute of creation because creation is weak. And if you don't rest, your system is going to crash. That's why no matter how strong and how hard you work, you could be the best workaholic. You go 4 days straight and then you're going to knock out. Because you're a human being and you're weak. But Allah is not weak. Allah is supreme. He does not rest. He does not become drowsy. He doesn't become tired. He doesn't become preoccupied that He even can't take care of His creation anymore. And somebody can say, well, where is God when this is happening? He is Al-Qayyum. He's taking care of it, whether you see it or you don't see it. There is great wisdom in everything that Allah Azza wa Jalla does. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. Because some people falsely attribute to God that after He created everything, He became tired and He needed to rest. But that's a false notion. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. He does not get tired, He does not sleep, and He does not get sleepy. Doesn't even come close to it. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. To Him belongs everything that's in the heavens and everything that's in the earth. He owns it. He is in charge of it. He has no partner in Him in that. And we go back when I spoke about legislation. The problem is, when you don't know who the lawgiver is, you're not really going to follow the law.
And that's why we have to really know who the lawgiver is. You know the US government, you know the feds, you know the corrupt governments all over the universe, right? And that's why you're afraid of them and you're afraid of being caught slipping. How about the laws of God? Why are we so preoccupied? Why are we so heedless? Why don't we care about them? Because we don't know who God is. It's as simple as that. We don't know Allah. The non-Muslims don't know Allah. And that's why they're frightened of something called Sharia Allah, which is mercy for everybody. It's mercy for animals. It's mercy for the environment, let alone mercy for humankind. مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ He asks a rhetorical question, and a rhetorical question is an obvious question that does not need an answer. The answer is clear and plain. He says, who can intercede with him on someone else's behalf except with his permission? What this really means is, no one will intercede for someone else in front of Allah except after Allah allows them to do so. So don't think because you're an ummati, because you belong and you say, I have the badge of I am from the nation of Muhammad, that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to intercede on your behalf. He does not have permission to do so until Allah gives him permission to do so. So don't think that someone is going to intercede on your behalf because you have a righteous cousin or a grandma that was very good and close to Allah, or you come from a certain area, or you come from the Holy Land. Land does not make anyone holy. It's your actions that sanctify you. As the great companion Salman al-Farisi said, إِنَّ الْأَرْضَ لَا تُقَدِّسُ أَحَدًا إِنَّمَا يُقَدِّسُ الْإِنسَانَ عَمَلُهُ Your actions is what sanctifies you, your actions is what anoints you, and your actions is what makes you special. Not the land that you come from. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ Then he describes a little bit about his knowledge. He knows everything. He knows what's in front of you, which means what has gone and passed. He knows all the past. وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ And he knows the future, what's in front of you, what's not coming yet. What has not come yet. So he knows the past, the present, and the future. وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِعِلْمِهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءَ And the only knowledge that they have, and Allah says they, meaning all of the creation put together, whether it's religious knowledge or material knowledge, all the knowledge is from Him, and all the knowledge that people have is what He allowed them to have. And they cannot encompass anything from knowledge, and they can't retain anything of knowledge except if He wills. And the biggest proof for that is you can have the biggest genius, the biggest scientist, and then he gets old, and Alzheimer's hits, and he forgets every single thing he knew. Because he does not control the knowledge. And that's a far-fetched example, but a lot of us, we forget a lot of the things. We're like, I knew this, but all of a sudden it goes out of your memory. وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِنْ عِلْمِهِ إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءَ وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَا يَؤُودُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ The stool that is under the throne of Allah Azza wa Jal is as big as the heavens and the earth put together, which is something we can't really imagine because we can barely imagine what Greater Los Angeles County is. We can't think of a property that big. So Allah's kursi, and hence that's why this verse is called Ayatul Kursi. The verse of the stool, the footstool that is under the arsh of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the throne of Allah. And the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam gave us a great depiction, description, and an image of this stool, if you will, where he says, if all of the heavens and all of the earths are combined together, they will make a ring. You know the ring that you put on your finger? They will make a ring. If you take this ring and you throw it in the desert, just imagine any type of desert you can think of, that is the size of the heavens and the earth in comparison to the stool, the footstool of Allah Azza wa Jal. Then he goes further and he says, and if the footstool of Allah Azza wa Jal, if you can imagine, it's a ring in another desert, which is the arsh of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now we are given a lot of great examples of huge and magnificent things in the creation. The sun, the moon, the stars, the planets, the arsh, the kursi. It's not really for you to say, wow, that's so huge. It's for you to even start pondering, well, if that's the one that brought this into existence, this is a piece of creation, how about the one that created it? Allahu Akbar, right? Allahu Akbar, Allah is greater. The great angels that we hear about, Allah is greater than them. And all of these things in existence will come into an end, except Allah Azza wa Jal. But Allah does not tire of taking care of the heavens and the earth. وَلَا يَقُودُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا He still sustains them. He still takes care of them. وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ And He is the Most High. The Most High in His names, in His attributes, in His actions, in His laws, in His status and in His position. He is lofty. He's above His creation. عَزَّ وَجَلُ الْعَظِيمُ The Most Great. The Most Magnificent. The Greatest. Allah is the Greatest. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to guide us to ponder over His verses and to get a fuller understanding of His formal introduction to His creation so we can implement what we learn. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of everything in existence. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship and obedience except Him. He's alone without any partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is His servant and His messenger. And I ask Allah to bless our messenger Muhammad, to raise his rank, and to raise his status, and to protect him, and to shower him with grace and mercy and peace, alongside with his family, his companions, and all those who follow his guidance to the last day. And we ask Allah to make us amongst those who truly follow him. Brothers and sisters, this is an important verse. So much so that the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam said that if someone was to read this ayah every night before going to bed, Allah will send him a protecting angel that will protect him, and the shaitan, Satan, the evil one, will not even approach him until he wakes up. That's an authentic report. Now that's something that you do not see, but that's something in the spiritual realm, and we're surrounded by the spiritual realm. And we have no idea what's happening around us, but if you follow the formulas that were given to you, you can navigate without even seeing. Because the one who's guiding you is someone who sees it all. And someone who knows it all, and someone who is in charge of it all, Allah Azza wa Jal. So follow the formula that He's given you. People who complain about having nightmares, try reading Ayatul Kursi prior to going to bed. And you're not going to have nightmares anymore. That's just one of the small etiquettes of Islam that Allah Azza wa Jal will protect you through. Now, if you eat a lot right before you go to bed, for sure you're going to see nightmares. Okay? So there is other etiquettes in Islam. Don't just say, well, I read Ayatul Kursi, brother, but the only thing I can think of was drinking water, because you ate a lot of salty food the night before. So take things into context. The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam also promised and said, if you recite this Ayatul Kursi after every single salah, which is an obligation, the five daily salawat, then there is nothing limiting you from entering paradise. Nothing will prevent you from entering paradise. And that's again something that we should ponder over. When we finish salah, it's not a time of shaking hands and hugging and kissing and congratulating. It's a time where you do adhkar that the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam taught you. And it's a time where you're like, I want to go to paradise, that's why I just pray. But the only guarantee I'll have is if I do this. So you continue with what the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam taught you, you recite Ayatul Kursi. The reason I explained it, and it's a very brief translation of the meanings that we gave today. It's not really in depth. We didn't go into the miracles of this ayah. We really just touch upon the meaning, so at least when we recite it, we understand what we're saying. We're not just reciting something from a foreign language. We can recite, reflect, and then respond, answering the call of Allah Azza wa Jal. When you recognize how great Allah Azza wa Jal is, how can you disobey Him? When you say Allahu Akbar truly, when you say Allah is greater, how can you think someone is greater than Allah? When you say subhanAllah truly, and you say Allah is far above any imperfection, how can you compare His actions and His qadr and His destiny and the things that He has ordained into unwise actions? That's not the attribute of the believer. The believer is happy with what Allah gives him, Azza wa Jal. So again, the Prophet ﷺ also advised us to recite it in the daytime and in the evening time. So your whole day is surrounded by the attribute of Allah Azza wa Jal. You're talking and you're saying what Allah told you to say about Himself. And this is, what's the purpose behind that? You're constantly reminded. It's not just, okay, I want a protection, I don't want the devil to come close to me, so I'll recite this. It's for you to reflect over the meanings. And when you reflect over it, nothing can harm you and nothing can hurt you. And when you get sick, you use the Quran for healing. Because we need spiritual healing and we need physical healing. Before you jump to the doctor, to the emergency room, to the medicine cabinet, jump to the Quran. Recite Ayatul Kursi. Recite Fatiha. Recite it on yourself. And see the benefit that you will get, inshaAllah ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, I hope we can reflect. I hope we can respond. And I hope we can interact with the verses of Allah. This is just one verse. But it is indeed the greatest verse in the Quran. It's the greatest ayah. Let's recite it. Let's learn more about it. This is just giving you the tip of the iceberg. But it's for you to go and do your homework, inshaAllah ta'ala. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Oh Allah, we ask you to bless our messenger Muhammad, to raise his rank and to shower him with peace and with grace and with blessings and with protection, along with his family, his companions, and all those who follow his guidance. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. Oh Allah, grant us the good of this life and the good of the next life, and save us and protect us from the fire. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. Oh Allah, we have wronged ourselves, we've transgressed your limits, we have sinned, we've made poor choices, and if you don't forgive us and have mercy on us, we'll be amongst the losers. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. Oh Allah, do not misguide our hearts after you've guided us and grant us mercy from you. Indeed, you're the one who grants and gives bounties. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أبقيتنا واجعلها الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا واجعل الجنة هي دارنا وقرارنا. Oh Allah, we ask you to grant us fear from you that will prevent us from sinning against you. And we ask you to guide us to obey you in order for us to enter into your paradise. And we ask you to grant us certainty that will make easy for us the trials and tribulations of this life. And we ask you to give us the ultimate pleasure with the blessings that you've given us, our hearing, our vision, and our energy. Let us enjoy it to the fullest as long as that we live. Don't make our trial and tribulation and our religious matters. And do not make this material life our biggest concern. Don't make the hellfire our final destination and make paradise our final abode. Oh Allah, we ask you to bless our messenger Muhammad and to bless us all and to make us his true followers and to protect us and to protect the Muslims and to give them victory and to give them victory over those who oppress them. Oh Allah, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.